Good evening, everybody. It's time for Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. This is chapter 14, The Outlaws Go to Church. Well, that sounds interesting.
Why are they going to church?
What's that?
Why are they going to church?
Well, let's listen and find out. The day had come when Fair Ellen was to be married, and Robin had sworn that she would marry only Allan a Dale. Robin had left Will Scarlet as chief, and had taken Little John, Will Stutely, and several of his loyal men with him to the small church. He had dressed himself as a minstrel in red, yellow, and green. Ribbons and streamers hung all about him. Now he and his men were resting in the cool shadow of a wall after their long walk. He had sent David of Doncaster to watch the road from the top of the wall. After a time, he asked, "Young David, what do you see?" "I see white clouds and three black crows flying." Silence fell again and time passed. Robin grew impatient and asked again, and David answered, "I see windmills swinging and poplar trees swaying." So more time passed till at last Robin asked young David once more what he saw, and David said, "I see how the wind makes waves in the barley field, and now over the hill comes an old friar to the church door." Then Allan a Dale shook Friar Tuck, who lay snoring by the wall. Robin knelt by Tuck and said, "Now go and get yourself inside the church. Little John, Will Stutely, and I will follow you soon." When Tuck had introduced himself to the old friar and had been led inside the church, Robin took up his harp and sat beside the door. Little John and Stutely took the bags of gold Robin had brought and went inside. The wedding party came closer, and Robin could recognize them. The first was the rich Bishop of Hereford on a fine horse. Then came the bishop's cousin, Sir Stephen, the groom. Ellen's stout father, and Fair Ellen herself. She was pale and sad as she walked slowly into the church. The bishop stopped and asked Robin who he was. "I am a harper," said Robin, "and I will play so sweetly this day that this fair bride will love the man she marries as long as they both live."
"If you do so," said the bishop, "I will give you whatever you ask."
Robin smiled to himself. He planned to take some of the bishop's money that day anyway, without the bishop asking. So he strode forward with his ribbons fluttering and stopped the wedding. His men, led by Allan a Dale, filled the church. Sir Stephen grew angry and insulted and left the church. When Robin offered Ellen's father the two bags of gold as a dowry, he could do little but accept it, for he realized that she would marry Allan with his consent or without it. Then Friar Tuck stepped forward and gave Ellen's hand to Allan a Dale, who stood dizzy with happiness. The friar read the wedding service, and they were wed. Robin had played his part and now asked the bishop for the heavy golden chain he wore about his neck. The bishop's cheeks grew red and his eyes flashed, but he handed Robin the chain. Robin flung it over Ellen's head so that it hung glittering on her shoulders. "I thank you for your handsome gift," Robin said with a bow to the bishop, "and if you are ever near Sherwood, I hope you will join us in a feast." The bishop scowled, for he knew what kind of feasts Robin Hood gave the rich in Sherwood. Then Robin gathered his men together with Allan and Ellen in their midst, and they all turned their footsteps toward the woodlands. That night there was a greater and grander feast in Sherwood than there had ever been in all Nottinghamshire. Friar Tuck asked Robin if he could join the band as their chaplain. Robin and the rest laughed. They knew that the friar loved his beer and the merry life, and they were pleased to have him. So Friar Tuck joined the band and lived for many years near the greenwood tree. End of chapter 14.
How many chapters do we got left, Dad?
6 chapters to go.
6 chapters to go, and we'll be at the end of it.
At the end of Robin Hood, and then we can start a new book.
Ooh! And this time, it's going to be The Count of Monte Cristo.
Well, maybe. We'll see. Let's keep it suspenseful. Anyways, that's all the time we have for tonight. Good night.